Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get an ex back. And welcome back, No Contact Army. I hope you've been a good little soldier. And if you too would like to enlist in the No Contact Army, it's very simple. All you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification and you're in. And to read the No Contact Army manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com where you can download 2 free chapters before purchasing the book. Today, I want to talk about how to get your ex to think about you 24/7. I know you're definitely thinking about them 24/7. Even when you're sleeping, you're thinking about them. You're dreaming about them. And you want them to do the same thing. But a lot of people, I find, are actually afraid that their ex is going to forget them, which I find laughable. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the thought. It's like, what? Because someone doesn't break up with you and then all of a sudden have amnesia, all of a sudden have a lobotomy and no longer remembers that you even exist. I mean, come on. So they are thinking about you, but we want them to really think about you. We want them to think about you 24/7. So you're thinking about them and wondering if they're thinking about you because they're not reaching out to you to check up on you or whatever. And that's part of the reason why they are also thinking about you, because you're not reaching out, right? At least you shouldn't be if you're listening to my channel. So that is the first way to get your ex to think about you. And that is, I'm sure you know what it is, no contact. Because they're going to be expecting you to reach out, especially if you were begging and pleading in the beginning, and then all of a sudden you stopped, they're going to be wondering why they're not hearing from you, even if they don't want you back. They're just still wondering. It's a hit to their ego. They're thinking about you and wondering why you're not reaching out. And as I've said many times before, that question mark, that wondering, becomes a hook. It turns upside down and becomes a hook. And they are wondering what you are up to and why you stopped begging and pleading, because it is kind of a ego boost when someone begs and pleads for you, even if you don't want them. And they're wondering why you all of a sudden disappeared into thin air. So no contact, made many videos on that. It's the most powerful way to get your ex to be thinking about you constantly. The next way to have them think about you is through social media. And if you're not using it, you are missing out on a powerful way to get your ex to think about you, because you get to show them what they are missing. And people always have this fear of missing out. They see you having fun. You're not posting sad quotes, right? Sad songs, sad anything. And they wonder if you've moved on. And again, it's a hit to the ego, because what? How did this person move on so quickly? It's like, I know I broke up with them, but gee, you think there would be a mourning period for me and for the relationship. But this person looks like they're having a great time. So now they're wondering if they made the right decision. And they're wondering why you were able to move on so quickly, because it looks like you moved on. Of course, we know that you really haven't, especially if you post those 2 drinks. The photo of the 2 drinks to make it look like you're out with someone else. And they're wondering who you're with. And they may even reach out with an insignificant text and say, hey, where's my invitation? Or, oh, it looks like fun. Or, who are you with? Or, are you dating someone new? And you may want to respond to some of those just to tease them and just go, who, me? Or, I don't know. Or just a question mark. So use social media to your advantage to have them looking and seeing what you're doing. And even if you think they're not looking, the chances are they are. There's ways, of course, to see people's stories, etc. And they are going to be thinking about you, wondering what the heck you're doing, why you're not contacting them. Again, even though they broke up with you and they may not want you back, they still wonder why you just moved on so quickly, or appear to. The next way is to level up. Leveling up always makes you feel better about yourself. You end up getting attention from a lot of people, and that confidence is going to come through in your photos and videos and in any subsequent conversations you have with your ex. And they're going to see a brand new you. And again, they're going to rethink things. They're going to be thinking about you a lot, constantly, wondering if they made a mistake, especially if you level up correctly. I can help you with that. I love helping people level up. Most people are not maximizing their looks, men and women. And I would love to be able to do that. So you can contact me at theartoflove.net. And, you know, even if you level up and you don't get your ex back, it's okay because you're going to get attention from so many other people. A friend of mine years ago, she was trying to get an ex back. So she lost about 10 pounds. She wasn't heavy, but she wanted to lose about 10 pounds. And she grew her hair. She lightened it. She got eyelash extensions. That made a big deal. And that was pretty much it. And she had a whole brand new attitude. And she was getting so much attention from guys. We'd be walking down the street and people would be honking, et cetera, et cetera. Unfortunately, she didn't get her ex back. He didn't want her back. But it didn't matter because she was getting so much attention from other guys that she was able to quickly move on. So even if you don't get your ex back, then you're going to get a lot more attention. The next way to get your ex to think about you is through FOMO. We all know what FOMO is, fear of missing out. And that's because we overvalue what we no longer have and undervalue what we do have. And this is why people in relationships take each other for granted. Usually it's more the men taking the women for granted because it's like, yeah, I already have them. Yeah, they're not going anywhere. When we're with someone, we think, yeah, they're not going to go anywhere until they actually do. And then it's a wake-up call. It's like, oh, geez, wow, I thought they were going to be here forever, but apparently not. Nope, it isn't 1950 anymore. People do not stick around forever. So that's why when you have someone, you want to treat them correctly and not take them for granted, because otherwise you're going to find yourself being broken up with. And so now your ex sees that you are having fun without them. You were having fun with them before, and now you're having fun with someone else. And they're wondering if you're having sex with someone else. They're wondering what's going on. They're not hearing from you. So there's this fear of missing out. Again, they may rethink their decision, because just because someone breaks up with you, it doesn't mean they are 100% on board with that decision. Part of them doesn't want to break up with you, and part of them does. But it was at least 50% that wanted to break up. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened. So again, they don't hear from you. They see that you've leveled up through your social media, and now they have fear of missing out, and they will be thinking about you 24/7. And then finally, the last way is to leave them wanting more. So what does this mean? So when you're in contact again, okay, so for some reason you're no longer doing no contact, not because you broke it, because you're a good little soldier, they reached out, they said something significant, you ran into each other, you started talking, whatever. That doesn't mean that you just jump right back into the way things were before. You'll be tempted to do that, but that's a bad move. That means that even if you were texting all day before, you don't do that now. You don't go back to having these long conversations. You don't have a long first date when you get together. Leave them wanting more, because they'll expect you to want to spend as much time with them as possible. They'll expect you to be texting all day. They'll expecting to be having these long phone conversations. They will be surprised and they'll wonder what's going on, and they'll be thinking about you. Even though you guys are back in contact, they're going to be thinking about you even more. And so if you cut the date short, especially if you cut it just when things are really going well, at the height, at the zenith, when you're having a lot of fun, they're going to wonder how you could do that, and they're going to plead with you. It's like, no, please, please, no, no, please don't end the date. But you know what? Do not give in to their pleas, because did they give in to your pleas to not break up with you when they broke up with you? No. So no mercy. Right now, no mercy. Leave them wanting more. They can't break up with you and then just get you back at the snap of a finger. They're going to have to work towards getting you, okay? So to recap, ways to get your ex to think about you 24/7. Do no contact, your biggest weapon. in the no contact army. Use social media to your advantage. Level up so that you look and feel confident and it shows through their fear of missing out on what's going on with you. And of course, the last one, leave them wanting more. So, which one of these are you going to use? All of them? One of them? Two of them? Let me know which one is your favorite and which one you plan to use. And if you would like private coaching with me to get your ex back, you can contact me at theartoflove.net. The direct link is below and we will send you the rates. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, remember to like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.